we get to see both of those here this morning, and that's a tremendous thing. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for letting us be back again, and I hope you can tell that I enjoy what I do, and it is good when Adrienne lets me come with her. We have a good time wherever we're at. I want to thank you before we even get started here this morning. Thank you, Pastor, for letting us come back and trusting us. And by the way, you could turn into the book of Job. And I got to looking at my records last time I was here and I preached a sermon. How many remember the last time I was here and what I preached? Didn't think so. Oh, really? I better be careful then, hadn't I? But I looked and I had preached a message out of the book of Job on prayer. Job was known for his prayer life. We're going to look at something else about Job here this morning. So I believe it's page 327. That's 327 in the Bibles there. Amen. It's good. See, you can smile and come to God's house and smile and have a good time. Amen. And that's how it's supposed to be. The world's missing it, aren't they? Man, they're home sitting watching the political stuff on TV instead of, man, you know, that'll mess you up. Here we are looking at the Word of God. That's page 327. In those black ones in the pews. Amen? Isn't it?
Not in all of them. They're different.
Oh, I'm sorry. Job chapter 1. I'm going to read an entire chapter. Can I do that this morning? And we're going to look at Job again here this morning. And can I encourage you to come back tonight? We're going to have services. It'll be a different sermon. And I just hope you're all here tonight, but I really want to look at something here this morning that it has something to do with all of us here this morning, and I believe, including myself, we can look here and at the Word of God and gain from it today, and maybe be challenged, all of us, challenged and encouraged us. Man, I'm glad you're here today, and I'm glad I'm here today too. Thank you again for always being so good to us, and God bless. Job chapter 1, here we go. There was everybody there? Okay, here we go. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. It's very interesting what the Lord said there about Job. Verse 2, and there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned, and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. And verse 6, and there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hath not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and all about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he's yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Man, that's a lot happening to one guy in one day, man. I mean, more than any of us have probably been through, right? And it just wasn't one little thing. It affected his family there and his belongings and his workers and his co-workers and friends and his belongings. Man, they're just gone. Bam! And look at what Job did in verse 20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. I wonder if that was the reaction that I'd have if that all happened to me in one time. I wonder what your reaction would be if it all happened to you in one day. But let's read on in chapter 2 here, a couple of three verses. "Again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, 'From whence comest thou?' And Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it.'" And notice verse 3 here. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" Who's speaking here? The Lord. "And the Lord said unto Satan, 'Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause." Dear Lord, I love you. And again, I thank you for this passage of Scripture. I thank you for the honor to be here in this pulpit and have your word in front of me, the Bible. And Lord, I thank you for being a guest here this morning, back with friends. And I just pray, Lord, you'd feed us with your word. Give us something here to challenge, encourage us this morning. Help us to examine each and every one of our lives, Lord, and if there needs to be a change made that we would make it this morning, Lord, I pray that you'd help us and forgive us where we failed you. Lord, if there's somebody here this morning that has never trusted you as their Savior, I pray that this morning you would convict them and give them the boldness to deal with that just as soon as possible. Lord, I know that's your desire for each and every person here to trust you as our own personal Savior and to live a life that's pleasing to you, and I just pray you'd encourage us to do just that here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray and ask these things. Amen. I want you to notice something with me. Remember back in Job chapter 1, verse 1. Go ahead and turn your back there. And at the verse 1, I believe there that what the Lord gives us is notice in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1. "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job." And notice what it said about. The Bible says here that, and that man, talking about Job, was perfect, upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now, that's saying quite a bit, isn't it? And the Lord's speaking here. And we found that in verse 8 there also, didn't we? Job chapter 1, verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant, Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" And we found that over in chapter 2 there, didn't we? Also in the last verse that we read there. And there was a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And then the phrase goes on there, "and still he holdeth fast his integrity." You see it there? And God's speaking there, and he's talking about Job, and that's how he describes Job there, as one that is perfect and upright, and one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And I believe what we find there is a definition of integrity. Everybody agree with that? Wouldn't that be, God says, see, integrity is something that's important to God. Wouldn't you think that? And God gives us what it takes to have integrity and that's his desire. He wants us to have integrity. And I'm just going to say it, as we travel around, we go around to different churches and different cities and different states, you know what we find a lack of there? Integrity. We find a lack of integrity. You're no different here than anywhere else when it comes to this matter, where there is a lack of integrity. And we can look around and we can see it. We find a shortage of integrity in our government, don't we? And the leaders of our government, we find, where's the integrity? It's kind of like integrity doesn't even seem to matter anymore. But it sure sounded like to God it mattered, didn't it? And he didn't repeat that just once, but twice, but three times. And he noticed Job had that he was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And I believe this matter of integrity is something that's very important to God. And it should be important to us. And Are we going to have integrity if we don't try? We need to make it important to us, as is important to God. This matter of integrity, and we see a shortage of it not only in our government. It's easy to point our finger at somebody else. But, you know, we not only find a problem with integrity when it comes to our government, but we find it in our churches. Amen? And we find it in our homes. And we can find it in our own in our own lives. But integrity is something that's important to God. And I believe I've been here enough times and looked around and talked to you and seen you through the years. There's some of you in this room that have integrity. Amen? And I'm glad that you do. And we need more of you that have integrity. And it is important to God. And we ought to think that too. And you know, integrity is one of those things that doesn't matter whether you're a man or a lady or a young person or an old person, does it? Integrity is there's not an age on it. We should all desire to have integrity. And sounds like God's looking at this matter of integrity, doesn't it? Sounds like it's important to Him. He noticed Job there had integrity, and he talked about it there a little bit, and he said there, and still, notice that in verse 3 there, chapter 2, and still he holdeth fast his integrity. So God noticed Job's integrity, and God will notice your integrity also, won't He? We're trying to please Him, right? So integrity is one of those things that does matter. And I like to describe, and don't get me wrong here, but because I know there's some of you that have integrity, and you're working on it, amen? And I think that's something that we should all be constantly doing and helping those others to have it. But integrity kind of means this. God described Job as having a man of integrity, and he said there that he was a man that was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And if we want to look at that a little bit, we could see that word perfect that you used there. It doesn't mean that he was sinless. He was like you and I. He was able to be what he was. What it's talking about there is mature. Job had grown up a little bit. He had been through some things there and got God and the forgiveness that he needed to be in. And he grew up and he was working. You know, aren't we all there? We're supposed to be growing up and maturing. And my wife likes to joke at me about I never grew up. We were joking about this morning. I never grew up. But let's face it, in some areas of our lives, we need to grow up sometimes. And there's other places that we don't need to grow up. Amen? I want to just be a kid my whole life. How about you? But there's some areas in our lives that we need to grow up in a little bit. Amen? And yeah. Yeah. We all can do some growing up when it comes to the things of the Lord, though, can't we? And here Job is looked at by God, and he said he was perfect. He was mature, the word we could say. He grew up a little bit. It says he was upright. And I guess we could kind of say that to where we could understand it, he was right with God. Wouldn't that be good if we could say this? And part of integrity, God's is grown up a little bit. We're right with God. We've matured a little bit. And then it says there that and he feared God. And the feared God's not the type of fear like this kind where we're hiding from God. God, I hope you didn't see that. You know, that's not that kind of fear. And it's the fear that's described here is a reverential kind of fear. You know, God is who He is. And there He is up in His omnis. And here we are, nothing but a worm. And we're nothing without Him. And we're giving Him all the glory and thanks and praise. Amen. And worship. Because He is what He is, and we know without Him we're nothing. So this is what integrity is all about here. And it says, and feared God and eschewed evil. And the word eschew means to push away from you. You ever know that? Yeah, we're supposed to resist the devil, right? Amen? We're supposed to, when the evil comes around, we push back from it. Amen? We don't want it around us. We don't want to go play. We just don't want it there. And we're willing to resist and push it away from it. And that's God's definition of integrity. One that was perfect and upright. One that feared God and eschewed evil. Amen? That's what God thinks is integrity. I like to describe integrity as this today. You'll like this. This is a simple little definition of integrity. It's in the Marvin's Dictionary. If you don't have a copy, we'll get you one. But it's an integrity, as we would understand it, is to do what you say when you say you're going to do it. And make it something you can talk about, by the way. Make it something good. do what you say when you say you're going to do it. And make it something good. You know, we need to, and we have a lack of people that do like this. You know, Pastor, I'll see you on Tuesday morning at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That morning in the afternoon? Did I say that myself?
Uh-huh.
How about this? I'll see you Sunday morning, Pastor, at 10:30 for church. Do what you say when you say it. It's going to make it something good, amen? Isn't that good? How about this? Honey, I promise you. See, we all can have this. I got in trouble there, didn't I? So where are we at on this? Do what you say. When you say you're going to do it, make it something good. See, we all could improve a little bit on our integrity, right? But some of you in here have integrity. Some of you told the pastor that you're going to be here this morning at 10:30. Where are you at? You're here this morning. You know who it matters to? Yes, Pastor. Pastor loves it. And people love it. My wife loves it when I keep my word. But you know who it really matters to?
Jesus.
It matters to the Lord, doesn't it? And he's the one that said this about Job, that Job was the one that was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And, you know, the problems today just seems like there's a lot of people that just don't care whether they have an integrity or not. And they're not going to do anything about it. They're just going to slide on through life and don't care. But it sounds like it matters to God on this matter of integrity. And it really matters to you. Because you're not happy until you work on this. Integrity. I'm not going to go around here and ask, but what if we're describing the person next to you or someone that you know? Would you describe them as a man of integrity or a woman of integrity, or that young person has integrity? Should be our desire for God to say, like he said of Job, that he had integrity. I love the word integrity. It's kind of one of those neat little words there. And obviously it's important to God, or it wouldn't be wrote there three times, would it? So think about integrity. Yes, integrity just seems to be getting lost but in society today, but it does matter to God. Integrity does matter to God. I looked the word up, integrity, in the dictionary. I wanted to find out what it meant there. And this is how it described integrity there. It said wholeness. It meant entireness in an unbroken state. It means something still intact. It has integrity. It goes on and just talks about things like moral soundness and honesty. And integrity comprehends a whole moral character. It talks about mutual dealings and transfer of property. Integrity talks about purity. Integrity talks about genuine. Integrity talks about unadulterated. And as I thought about that, how many flaws does it take for integrity to be gone? Yeah, just one. I mean, it's so easy to get rid of integrity, but it's so hard to get it sometimes, isn't it? We got to work at it if we're going to have it, but it's just easy to throw it away. It belongs to us. And as I thought about that, I said, you know, there's no such thing as part-time integrity. You either got it or you don't. So where are we at? We're not looking at the person next door to us this morning. We're looking at ourselves, right? And God's looking at us, and we're responsible for ourselves. And we're responsible when it comes to this matter of integrity. I'm glad that some of you in this room, or maybe all of you, I don't know, I'm not around all the time. Maybe all of you have integrity. Maybe I'm wasting my time here this morning. No. If you have integrity here this morning, you'd need to be very careful with it. Because it's a whole lot easier to get rid of it than it is to get it. And it's going to take some maintenance, amen? You're going to have to keep working. It's just not one of those things you get, you got it, and there he is, you got the certificate. I got integrity. Fold it up and put it in your pocket. Nope, can't do that. Something we have to constantly be working on, amen? Circumstances, situations, and things will they'll just work on us, won't they? And then the integrity is what we find out. It shows up. I love the word integrity. I've said that a couple of times, I know. And you know, here we are looking out the motel window this morning, and I want to thank you for putting us up here. It makes the trip a lot easier when that happens. But as I was looking out across that ocean there this morning, out into it, not very far, but I got to thinking about it. I got to looking at thinking about the old movies. You know, how many of you like to watch one of those old movies? And I mean, this is just a part of the country here where
where the old wood, you just think, man, I just love to think here. It makes my mind go. I think about one of those old wooden ships, you know, and man, there's some along the coast. You can see them. I didn't see any here, but they're around and everything. Some are in people's driveways, but when it comes to this matter of integrity, I got to thinking about one of those old wooden ships. Have you ever been watching one of those old movies, and you'll hear them talk about the integrity of that ship? Yeah, they'll use that word there, and they'll say, you know, does that ship have the integrity to carry that load all the way over to that other port? Does that ship have the integrity to when those waves, like we've seen there this morning, when those waves come, bam, bam, is that ship going to have the integrity to stay together? You know, remember the integrity in its whole, staying together, unbroken. Does that ship have the integrity to, when the winds and the waves come, is that mast going to stay there? Is it going to leak? And is that ship have the integrity that when we put all that weight in there, is it going to stay afloat and make that trip all the way over there? And we hear that word integrity used there, don't we? But let's just put it to our lives. Do we have the integrity to make it through life now? When the wind and the waves and the storms and the trials come, as we're making our way across to see our Savior one day, to hear that, well done, thou good and faithful servant, do we have the integrity that it takes when the storms and trials come to make it to that port where we see our Savior? Do we have the integrity that it takes? I was getting on an airplane back a few years ago now, and as I was walked up that ramp to get onto that airplane, I got right at the top, and as I was stepping into the airplane, I just happened to notice there and look, and there were some rivets missing from the door. Then I got to thinking about that. I said, whew, I wonder if this airplane has the integrity to stay together and land in Chicago, make the journey all the way, or is this thing going to come apart? Integrity. How about you? How about us? Do we have the integrity? Are we going to stay together? Are we going to make it all the way? Well done, our good and faithful servant. Or maybe is there something we need to get some forgiveness on and get to working on? I don't know about you, but Job said, or God said that Job had what? Integrity. And we want that to be said of us, don't we? We're going to have to work at this one, aren't we? It does matter on this matter of integrity. God said three times there, it matters to Him. And you know, I want you to think about that. Look at that phrase back again in Job chapter 2. Look at this. Notice this with me here. In Job chapter 2, it said there, the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? I love that. I don't know about you, but I want to be called His servant. That's a title I'm working at. My servant. I want God to say that. My servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. But notice this little phrase, and I just use it for a title here this morning. And still, God's speaking here, He says, and still He holdeth fast His integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Still, notice the word still, he, Job, holdeth fast His integrity. So, here it is, Job's, God speaking about Job there, and He says, still He holdeth fast His integrity. Do you understand what the word still means there? It means something has already happened. And there He is still. He had it back there, right? And now He went through some trials and some troubles, and still He holdeth fast His integrity. Isn't that great? Remember? In chapter 1 there, do you remember in chapter 1 all those things that happened? You know, his cattle is gone. And now in chapter 2 we find out God saying, and still He holds fast His integrity. Remember that? And back in chapter 1, His servants are gone. The houses are gone. In chapter 2 we find out God's still saying, and still He holds fast His integrity. And there His family's gone. Back in chapter 1, they came and the billows clapped, the wind came, and He had the integrity to go through all that. Remember, twice in chapter 1, we found out the Lord said, and He has His integrity there. And in chapter 2, even His family and everything gone, and still He holds fast His integrity. He had it all the way through, amen.
And God seen it, and it mattered to God. And God said, and still he holdeth fast his integrity. What about us? He stayed together through it all, didn't he? God helped him, and he'll be there for you too, amen? Something we're going to have to work on is this matter of integrity, and continually to work on it. I must hurry, but still he holdeth fast his integrity. And there it is. It sounds like, and just think here with me for a minute, that back in chapter 1, all those things happened, and I got to thinking about that a little bit. You know, Job had what? 7 sons? How many of you have had 7 sons? Aren't you glad you didn't have 7 sons? Chapter 1, he had 7 sons. And he raised them all the way till they were grown. And in chapter 2, God said, and still he holds as fast as integrity. He still got his integrity after raising 7 sons. Now, think about that a little bit deeper here. He had 3 daughters. How many of you had 3 daughters? I had 2, and I'm telling you. In chapter 1, he had 3 daughters. In the chapter 2, God said he still holds as fast as integrity. And if you think about it even really deep here, and I would get in trouble when I really think deep here, Job was married. In chapter 1, Job was married. It's okay to laugh. Even after 7 sons and 3 daughters and being married, in chapter 2, God says he still holds fast his integrity. And then all those animals, think about that. How many of you had a bunch of animals? Anybody ever had 1,000 animals? Job's got 1,000 animals. Times how many times? He's got different kinds. And all these animals, we read about it in chapter 1. They need to be watered. They need to be fed. And they have babies. And they got to be fenced in and caged in. And everything, just shots and everything else. In chapter 1, he's got all these. And in chapter 2, even after all those animals, God said, and still he holds as fast as integrity. But we struggle with one little dog. We'll let one little dog tear up our integrity, won't we? Oh, Pastor, I can't come to church tonight because little Rover, he's used to going outside at 6:30. And if Rover don't get outside at 6:30, he's not happy with me when I get home. And he leaves me a little present right by the door. So, Pastor, I'm sorry. I can't have the integrity to be here tonight. Or I can't be to Sunday school and church to both. I mean, that 2-hour span there, my cat gets lonely. And he gets mad at me all day. He'll be scratching my face tonight when I go to sleep. So, Pastor, I can't have that integrity to get all the services, you know? But Job there, amen. 7 sons, 3 daughters, married, all those animals, still he holdeth fast his integrity. And a whole bunch of testing, amen? Still he holdeth fast his integrity. How about us? What are we going to let keep us from being pleasing in God's sight and have the integrity? What's going to keep us from finishing well and having that integrity to make it all the way until we see our Savior and say, here, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Isn't that what God called Job there, his servant? Isn't that what we are and should be, his servant? Do we have the integrity to make it through? Job, what does it say? And still he holdeth fast his integrity. That hold fast there, and it just means he persevered. He kept going. He was obedient to God. He wasn't going to let anything, the calamities or anything that was changing, he wasn't going to let it change him. He was going to have the integrity that God could see and understand and recognize. Amen? How about you? How about that integrity? And, well, Brother Marvin, you just don't understand what I'm going through. I don't think Job understood it either, but you know what? He kept going. He just decided he was going to do right and do what was pleasing in God's eyes, no matter what was going on around him. And how about Paul, for instance, here? We can read about Paul. He went through a whole lot of things too, didn't he? Shipwrecks and this and that and other, trying to stone him, chasing him out of town and everything else there. But you know what? He kept going. And you know what the Lord happened to told him? The Lord told Paul when he was going through all that, he says, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for thee, didn't he? We sang about grace a few times this morning, you know. That same grace that Paul had, same God, amen, that gives the grace, it's there for us. That grace that we need to have integrity and to retain our integrity is the same that Paul had. It's possible. You see, God wants us to have integrity. And He is willing to forgive us when we have failures and give us the strength to go on and the grace that it takes to go on and to finish up well. And that's what He wants. Amen. You know, God's desire is for you to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what He wants to say. And He'll give us what it takes to do it. He says, the Lord told Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And we're all going to have weaknesses, right? And Paul had weaknesses too, but God's grace was enough for him. And the same God will give you the same grace it takes to have it too. Amen? Integrity. Does it matter to you? Do you care? I think it does, or you wouldn't be here this morning. Integrity. Oh, it goes on. We're supposed to earnest contend for the faith which is delivered to us. And we can find all over again this matter of hold fast. We ought to do it. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 and 13 there, to hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And that's where it's at. It's all in Christ. And we need to endure temptation as we find in James chapter 1, verse 12. And talk about the trial of our faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, though it be found in praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Are we going to have the integrity, amen, to finish up well and see the Savior? Let me just go on here and touch the next little point I want to get here. But let's face it here. Job kept it together, didn't he? Job didn't quit. There is chapter 2 still going on. And we're going to read on down a little bit further there in Job chapter 2. But I want you to think with me for a little bit that the easiest way for me, I know this, and you don't have to ask my wife about this, but the easiest way for me to throw away my integrity is with this little mouth right here. Well, I open my mouth and I get in trouble so quick. Man, everything I worked on years, I can just throw away with one little sentence. How about you? Man, you throw away our integrity so fast. But you know, there's some verses and Job kept it together. And we're going to read about that. It said there in verse 22, and all this Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. How would he have done that? With his mouth, amen? And goes on there, but he maintained a wholesome tongue. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4, there's a verse there that says this, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Man, that means good things come from a wholesome tongue. But it says, perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. And the word breach means something broken. And the fastest way for me to tear up this wholesome tongue, for me to breach it, is with my mouth. And it doesn't take much. I'm sure you know how it works. Amen. And there goes your integrity. One little line. But Job kept it together, didn't he? And let's read on a little bit. Job chapter 2, look down in verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, Job's wife talking to Job, and then said Job's wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine what? Integrity. Job's wife is talking now, and she says, but dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? No, he kept a wholesome tongue. Even when his wife came to him and says, dost thou still retain thine what? Integrity. So that means that she knew that he had integrity? Isn't that what she said there? Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Back in chapter 1, she was around. She's seen everything that went on there. She knew the responsibility of all that. She was part of that marriage thing. And she says, dost thou still retain thine integrity? That word retain means to hang on to it. It means it belongs to you. It means you're going to rely on it. Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Well, let's just think about that. Let's think about that. This matter of integrity, I'm not getting after her at all. Because, believe me, I know some
I know some women that have more integrity than their husbands do. I know some children that have more integrity than their parents do. But I know some husbands that have more than their wives and some parents that have more than their kids. But the matter of integrity. But here she says that dost thou still... She noticed Job's integrity. She says, dost thou still retain thine integrity? See, it was his integrity, right? The Bible doesn't tell us that she ever had integrity. She may did, she may not. Maybe this was all she couldn't take anymore, and she threw away her integrity. I don't know, but the fact is there, God seen and noticed Job's integrity, and that matters, right? And the people around us, Job's wife, seen that Job still holds fast his integrity. His wife seen that he had integrity, amen? It does matter. God saw the integrity. His wife saw the integrity. Dost thou still... She seen that he was relying on it. Dost thou still retain? You going to keep going this way? With all this stuff happening, Job, are you going to keep relying? Retaining? You going to keep doing what it takes to have this integrity? Yeah. He did, amen? God seen his integrity. His wife seen his integrity. Job just kept it all together. He just kept going. Let's go to Job chapter 27. I'm hurrying now. And you know right here, you have sat here long enough to know. I'm just going to say, you know where your integrity is here this morning. And your family knows where your integrity is here this morning. And your neighbors know. And the people at work know. And God knows. This matter, does this mean just Bible? God gives us what it takes to have integrity, and he gives us forgiveness when we fail and mess up, and a fresh start. Amen. But here it is, Job chapter 27. Notice this here, Job having these conversations, and in verse 4, Job 27 verse 4, it says here, Job speaking, he says, my lips shall not speak wickedness. Well, that should be a goal of us. Amen. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you. Notice what Job says here. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. Job says, not me. He goes, I will not. Notice that? Job had control of his integrity, and he says, till I die. In other words, it's the rest of his life. Job says, till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. Job knew. It goes on and says, my righteousness I hold fast. Man, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to keep going. I will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. As long as I live, I will not remove mine integrity from me. Job knew that he had went to great trouble and length to get integrity. God seen it, his wife seen it, his family seen it, and he says, I'm not going to cause my own... See, this integrity belongs to me. I can do with it what I want. I can retain it and keep going with it, or I can throw it away. And he said, till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. Isn't that good? See, you're in control of yours also. You're in control whether you have integrity, and you're in control when you throw it away. And Job said, till I die, I'm not throwing away my integrity. I'm going to keep working on it. I'm going to maintain it. I'm going to get the forgiveness I need and go on. How about you? Job went through a lot, didn't he? He says, man, I will not let it go. I'm going to hold on to it. He knew. He said, I'm not going to allow it to fade away. I'm not going to let anybody talk me out of it. But instead, I'm going to make certain and be very careful and look for even small details because I don't want to cause my own failure. He was determined he was going to walk circumspectly, cautiously, looking at details. Man, he was looking to the Savior. We ought to be looking to the Savior and look for that well done, now good and faithful servant. Amen. I could go on. I'm not going to do it, but let me show you another place. Job chapter 31. Job chapter 31, verse 4. Here Job is still. He's answering. Job chapter 31, verse 4. Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity
or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. You know what Job's saying there? One day I'm going to give an account to God on this matter of integrity. Because you know who I answer to? I answer to God on this matter of integrity. And how about us? Who are we going to answer to on the matter of integrity? Integrity matters to God. God knew that Job had integrity. Amen? Still, he holds us fast his integrity. Even after all that, and then his wife comes there and she says, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Those around Job knew that he had integrity, and so do they around you. And then we find out Job says there, till I die, as long as I live, till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. He goes, man, this belongs to me. This is something that I get, that God helped me to get and to keep. And man, I'm going to do everything I can in my part to not throw. I'm going to try not to mess up. I'm going to keep mine integrity. I want to please God. I want to be an honor to those that are around me. I want to finish up good. Job says there, he goes, we're all going to, he goes, that God may know mine integrity. He goes, we're all going to give an account to one day on God on this matter of integrity. I don't know where you're at here today, but I need to be done preaching. I do know that. And I've got more than I'd like to give you, or more than I'm going to get to give you. David's another guy that was known for his integrity. You can read about the very word integrity is used, David. And the Lord said to Solomon that David was, his father was had an integrity of heart. And the people got to talking about, and it's all the same. The people were talking about David and his integrity. And then David talking about even his own integrity. And they were talking about him and said, David had the integrity to go from a shepherd to a king. Amen? So we have plenty of examples of integrity. And you know what? You have some around you too, don't you? You know who has integrity. You know, and we like to be around people that have integrity, don't we? But we ought to desire to be one of those people that have integrity at the same time. Because it does matter to God. And it does matter to our family and our spouses and those that are around us. Man, if there's only one person that came up to that had integrity, you should desire it to be you. This is up to me because we're all going to give an account one day. And a quick story, I've got to be done, I know it. I cut this out of a little news thing one time. This is a few years ago. It says four men have been arrested and charged in the death of a man or a shot in front of his wife during a carjacking in an upscale mall in northern New Jersey. It's been a few years ago. Some of you may remember this. There were four suspects there, and it gives their names in here, and they were early 30s. They appear to be motivated to steal the man's silver Range Rover. They wanted his car. Four guys wanted this man's car. And so it goes on down here. The four men were charged with murder, felony murder, carjacking, conspiracy, possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose. These were not good guys. There were four of them. Since it was that four on the one, at his funeral, it gives the names there and everything, it says that at his funeral, the guy was a lawyer, he had opened the door for his wife, and then the carjacking people came, but at his funeral, this is what it says, on Wednesday, the mourners at Freeland's funeral heard his wife and his younger siblings and others call him, guess what? A man of integrity. Man of integrity. Yeah, four against one. But he's a man of integrity. He took the bullet in the face for it. A person who's, describes in here, a person whose ethics and values were never muddled. He just kept going. Kept doing what was right no matter what was going on around him. Joked about his warmth, his fondness for food and family and friends and his chivalry. He was a brave man. Goes on and gives the number of how many carjackings and things there were. But there one guy was. One guy was. And it says that he had integrity. You remember just a few weeks ago there was a Planned Parenthood place that was shot up in Colorado Springs? Remember hearing that guy went in there and shot the place up? A number of people died. I can't think of his name right now, but there was a man that stepped up, an off-duty cop that stepped up there and gave his life there. He died. I was reading the obituaries about that man. One guy stood up against a guy shooting the place up, and you know what it said about him? A man of integrity. He was a Christian man, went to a church, and there he stood up. He had integrity.
only one person in this world that has integrity, you ought to desire it to be you. And you ought to desire to have your integrity and to be willing to help others with integrity. Does integrity matter to God? Yes. In a very big way. Do we do what we say when we say we're going to do it? Let me just ask you this. Have you made some promises to God? Have you finished them up? Have you made some promises to a husband? Have you made some promises to kids, to a wife? I don't know where you're at. Made promises to a pastor? You're going to have the integrity? It does matter to God. You're going to have the integrity as a couple to stay together and to finish. And God, see, that couple has integrity there. Mom and dad, church, family. I have integrity to pray for everybody. I'm going to have. It goes on, doesn't it? This matter of integrity really plays a lot in our lives. And it's very important to God. When the trials and the troubles come, you know, Job was tested with a lot of things. I'm putting my notes away. Job was tested a lot of different ways, wasn't he? His wealth, gone. His health, gone. His family, gone. That was all. His animals, gone. All that was in chapter 1. In chapter 2, still he holds fast his integrity. It was important to him. It mattered, amen. And it does to you too. And, you know, Job didn't say, you know, tomorrow would be a good day for that test on my integrity. But tomorrow, maybe you could test my integrity. Job didn't get that option, did he? And you're not going to get the option as to when your test of integrity comes either. You just need to get it all the time. Tomorrow. Job didn't schedule his testing. See, God did the testing. Hear me now. God did the testing, and God's the one that does the grading. And it does matter to him, and it gives us everything it takes to get and to keep and teach and help others with their matter of integrity. I don't know where you're at here this morning, but if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you're not a forgiven sinner, amen? Now, born again, there's a lot of different words for the same thing, but realizing you're a sinner and He's the Savior and asking Him to forgive you of being one, you're really going to have trouble with this integrity until you get that squared away. So if you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, would you just take the little bit of integrity that you have and deal with that here this morning? I know the rest of you that have trusted Christ as your Savior, and I'm saying we here, when we see that we fail when it comes to integrity, we ask God to forgive us and get His help. And you know, that maybe we might have to even talk to somebody else and say, Adrian, I'm sorry. I messed up yesterday. Shouldn't have said that. Pastor, sorry, I said I was going to be here yesterday and I wasn't. Integrity? Your choice. It does matter to God. God said, still, he holdeth fast his integrity. And his wife said, thou still retain thine integrity. And Job said, till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. Or yet, would you stand with me, please? Dear Lord, I love you, and I thank you for the privilege of being here today. And I know there's some folks in this room with integrity, but I also know that the devil doesn't like us to have that. I pray that you'd strengthen everyone that's here and forgive us all where we fail you. Help us, Lord. Somebody, Lord, here this morning that's not trusted you as their Savior, I pray that you convict them and give them the boldness to deal with that just as soon as possible, maybe even here today. Help us with our integrity, Lord. Help us for those around us to see that we're pleasing you and trying, and help our mouths not to say anything that we shouldn't say and hurt ourselves or others or you. In Jesus' name I ask and pray these things. Amen.
Turn with me in your hymn books to number 306 in your hymn books.